Okay, maybe I'm showing my age, but lately I have found myself obsessed with the past. But it's hard not to. I mean, I started college in the fall of 68, in the middle of an explosive presidential election that so divided the left that one of the most criminally minded administrations ever to win the White House not only prevailed in November, but soon plunged the nation into the Watergate scandal that Nixon's successor, President Ford, called our national nightmare. Even as the nation's youth stepped forward to challenge our elders on a huge range of issues, on everything from the nation's obsession with fighting communism in Vietnam to civil and women's rights. Note clearly these days, one does not have to have lived the 60s or professionally studied them, not to recognize that history, never quite repeating, but regularly rhyming, has served up a doozy of a rhyme these days. Indeed, I don't think I will ever have to spend another long hour in my modern world history course explaining the 60s to my students. They get it. Though, of course, in some ways that era was quite different. We did, after all, live in an earlier communication age, a time when the vast majority of Americans, despite their political differences, whether they supported Nixon or Humphrey, Bobby or Gene, were usually confined to only a few TV networks. Indeed, our viewing habits were so similar that we could all experience the unifying power of collective national programming. Like the great battle of the sexes between Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs, so well recreated for younger audiences this year. Or the soul-stirring African-American history series, Roots, which debuted only a few years after Watergate. No, despite our divisions, there was much to keep us unified as a nation. While today, rather than seeing those turbulent years merely rhyming, we are seeing an America ripping itself apart, even more dramatically, divided as we are into our little opinion echo chambers, whether they are called the Washington Post or Washington Times, MSNBC, or Fox. No, we, unlike the 60s, don't even have those collective cultural experiences to help moderate what political turmoil is ripping apart. But there was one element of those dramatic times we especially lack, a series of debates on American values that took place in the summer of 1968 during the presidential nominating conventions between the great conservative icon William F. Buckley and Gore Vidal, one of the most creative left-wing intellectuals of the era, in a series of heated conversations that forced Americans of every stripe to hear ideas they emphatically embraced, both challenged and defended by two of the most articulate intellectuals of the age. Which brings this commentator to offer a modest proposal, that for at least a few evenings over the next few months, we all emerge out of our ghettoized political echo chambers for a series of national debates. No, not those highly staged efforts by candidates looking to win office, but real debates by folks articulate and educated enough to offer a series of national debates, one perhaps every 2 weeks on the most important issues America faces. Debates on topics from gun control and climate change to health care and American foreign policy. A series of hour-long, single-topic debates sponsored and broadcast jointly by Fox News and MSNBC. And who better to represent those ideas than Rachel Maddow and Sean Hannity, two of America's best-known and articulate representatives of the two battling worldviews that are ripping America apart. Debates that by their very structure will force Americans to do what they dislike most. Hear an articulate person promoting ideas they detest. Sure, it might get nasty. Even Buckley and Vidal ended up having to sit in different rooms. But it is an idea worth exploring and would certainly go far in making sure that today's re-emerging and explosive political environment, one so similar to the 1960s, does not deteriorate into the devastating bloodshed of America's 1860s.